Here we'll be talking about the Kiddush of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. So like we've kind of mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the Beis Hamikdash was built on the Harabayis. So let's say I'm coming up the Harabayis, and I'm approaching the entrance of the Azara. So that's a walk. The Harabayis was 500 Amos by 500 Amos. When I get to the top, the first area of Kiddush that I'm going to enter is called the Chel. The Chel was an area that surrounded the entire Azara. The Ezras Noshim, the Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kehanim, the Hechel, went around on all four sides. It was 10 Amos wide, that's 20 feet. And again, this 10 Amos wide strip went all the way around the Beis HaMikdash. And it was surrounded with a kind of a wooden mechitza that was high 10 tefachim. Even though the Chel is officially part of the Harabayis, it had more Kiddusha than the Harabayis itself. So coming up the Harabayis, I'm going from west to east. First, I'm going to come through the Chel, because the Chel goes all the way around. Then, if I pass through the Chel, I'm going to come to the Ezras Noshim. If I continue walking, in other words, I'm going to walk through the Ezras Noshim, I'm going to arrive at the Ezras Yisrael. I'm going to pass through the Ezras Yisrael, continue walking into the Ezras Kehanim. If I continue on, I'll come to the Mizbeach. If I continue on, I'm in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And if I continue on, I'm by the Ulam. What is the Ulam? It was like a large, call it a lobby, it was like a building. If I pass through the Ulam, I come into the Hechel, where the Menorah, the Mizbeach Azov, and the Shulchan is. And if I continue going, I'm going to come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Having said that, let's see the Mishnah weiter. What did we discuss in the previous Mishnah? In the previous Mishnah, we said that the cities of Eretz Yisrael that are surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun have a greater Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Someone's a Metzayra, he's sent out of there. Once a mess is taken out, it can't be brought back in. Zakta Mishnah, Lefnim in Achayim. So Yerushalayim itself is a city that has a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. But it has more Kedusha than the other cities that are surrounded by a wall. Lefnim in Achayim, when you come from within the walls of Yerushalayim, Mekudesh Mehem, it has a greater Kiddusha than even other cities that also have a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. In what way does Yerushalayim have a greater Kiddusha? What could I do, let's say, in Yerushalayim that I couldn't do in Tveria, if Tveria's wall is from there from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, which some say it is? And the answer is, Sha'oichlim Sham, you can eat over there the meat and the lechem of Kodeshim Kalim. Kodeshim Kalim is a class of karbonis, like the Karban Shlamim. Karban Pesach is Kodeshim Kalim. Maaser Sheni as well as Maaser Sheni. Either you brought your money to Yerushalayim and you purchased Maaser Sheni with it, that's money that was redeemed from original Maaser Sheni, or you brought your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Either way, Maaser Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the basar or the lechem of Kodeshim Kalim cannot be eaten in other cities, even though they have a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and neither can Maaser Sheni. It's dafka in Yerushalayim, dafka inside the walls of Yerushalayim. The Gra has another girsa, and he adds over here bikurim. That's also only in the walls of Yerushalayim. Vaitra zok the Mishnah Harabayis, mekudesh mimenu. Harabayis is even more kiddusha. Once you reach the Harabayis, than the rest of Yerushalayim. How big was the Harabayis? Says the Bat Tanura, it was 500 amma by 500 amma. It was surrounded by a wall. The Harabayis is equivalent to the Kiddush of Machna Leviya in the Midbar. So that's higher than the Kiddush of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a din of Machna Yisrael. The Mishnah is going to explain. Harabayis Mekudush Mimeno is more Kiddush than the rest of Yerushalayim. She'ein Zavim v'Zavais, Nidus v'Yoldais, Nichnasim L'sham. Man that has the Tumah of Zav, a woman that has the Tumah of either Ziva or Nida, a woman that has a baby before she goes through the whole process of Tahara. They cannot enter into the Harabayis, just like they would not be able to come into Machna Leviya when the Yidden were in the Midbar. The Pasuk says, V'yishalchu min ha-machna, he should send away from the camp, called Tzeruah, Tzeruah Zemetzayra, v'chal Zav, v'chal Tami l'nafesh. Now we know this isn't just a blanket rule for anyone that's Tame. Different people have different halachas. For example, the Metzayra cannot even enter Machna Yisrael. So when the Torah says, send someone who's Tame out of the Machna, The Gemara explains clearly the pasuk means different types of tumah from different types of machnais. Mitzayir has the most severe tumah. That's why he has to be sent even out of Machne Yisrael. The Zav, the Ziva, the Nida, the Yaldis, their tumah is less severe. They can come into Machne Yisrael, but not Machne Levia. And a person who's tumah, tumas meis, whose halachis of tumah are easier than both the Mitzayirah and the class of Zavim and Zivais, he is only sent out of Machne Shechina. So the Mitzayirah can't even come into Yerushalayim. The Zav, the Ziva, and so on, they can come into Yerushalayim, but they can't go past the Har Bayis, because that's already Machne Levia. Someone who's Tamei Meis can go past the Har Bayis, because he could be in Machne Levia, but where would he have to stop? Sakta Mishnah HaChel. He would have to stop by the Chel. Where's the Chel? Let's go back to our tour of the Har Bayis. We're coming up the Har Bayis. Again, once I pass in the walls of the Har Bayis, the wall that surrounds the Har Bayis, I'm in Machne Levia. Let's say I'm walking up east. I can see the Beis HaMikdash on top. The first area I come to is the Chel. Like we explained, that was an area that's wide ten amos that surrounded the entire Beis HaMikdash. That area, Mekudesh Mimenu, has more Kedusha than even the area from the Har Bayis till the Chel. She'ein Ovdei Kechavim U'Tamei Meis Nichnasim L'Sham. At this point, Ovdei Kechavim cannot enter, and Tamei Mesim can also not enter. And this is just Midrabon at this point, because technically it's still considered Machne Levia, but Chazal said, no, Tamei Mesim should stop here. Ezra's Noshim Mekudeshes Mimenu. If I continue past the Chel, I come to the Ezra's Noshim. That has more Kedusha than the Chel. The Ezra's Noshim was an area of 130 Amma by 130 Amma. And over here, She'ein Tvul Yoim Nichnas L'Sham. Even a Tvul Yoim is not allowed to come in over there. Who is a Tvul Yoim? That's someone who already toiveled himself from his tumah, but he's waiting for a complete tahara, and that won't happen until the sun sets, until night falls. That's a very light kind of a tumah. And Yehoshaphat and his bezdin, King Yehoshaphat and his bezdin, made this gzeira on a tefil yom, that a tefil yom should not enter into the Ezra's Nashim. But let's say someone who's tahar, but he's a mechusa kippurim, that means he still has to bring karbanis, he could still enter into the Ezra's Nashim. A tefil yom is considered more chamer. The Bartanura explains, we see that a tefil yom cannot eat truma. Someone who's tar, but he's waiting to bring karbanis to complete his tahara, he could eat truma. And the rule is, the more restriction someone has because of his tumah, the further away he has to stay. So again, the zavim, the zivais, can come up until the wall of the harabayis, not past that, because that's the beginning of Machne Levia. A tamei meis could stroll up the Har Bayis, but he has to stop by the Chel. Or Tvil Yohim can go even into the Chel, but he has to stop by the Ezra's Noshim. So again, Ezra's Noshim Mikudashas Mimenu, the Ezra's Noshim has more Kedusha than the Chel. She'ein Tvil Yohim Nichnas L'Sham. A Tvil Yohim is not permitted to enter there. Although the Ein Chayav Maleo Chatas. If someone is Tameh, he would not be Mechuyif to bring a Karm Chatas if he, by mistake, entered into the Ezra's Noshim. Now, I told you that at this point in the Chel, the Tamei Meis and the Tvil Yohim cannot enter their only Midrabana. So, of course, there's no Chatas. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even the Zav and those types of Tumas, they would also not be Chayav Chatas if they, by mistake, came into the Ezra's Noshim. Why not? For them, it is an Issa D'Raisa. The answer is, one would only bring a Chatas on an Aveira that if the person did it, an Aveira b'mezid, he would be Chayiv Karis. Even though the Torah said that the Zav and those types of Tumais cannot enter Machne Levia, but the Maaseh, there's no Chayiv Karis. Okay, so again, we're strolling up the Har Bayis. We've come through the Chil, we've come through the Ezra's Nashim, and now we're up to the Ezra's Yisrael. Zakta Mishnah, Ezra's Yisrael, Mekudeshes Mimen. The Ezra's Yisrael has even more Kedusha. Here's where most of the Karbanis are processed. This is called the Azara. Stam is when we say the Azara, it refers to the Ezra's Yisrael. Between the Ezra's Noshim and the Ezra's Yisrael, there was a wall. The Ezra's Yisrael was 135 Amma from north to south, and from east to west, it was 11 Amis. The Ezra's Yisrael, the Batanur explains, is officially the beginning of Machne Shechina. And therefore it has greater Kedusha than the Ezra's Noshim. Now, technically, midraisa, the Tami Mesh should have been able to come all the way up until the Ezes Yisrael. But we already said that midrabanan, he can't go past the Chel. So practically, who is it that can't come into the Ezes Yisrael, but he was able to come all the way up until the Ezes Yisrael? The Mechusa Kippurim. Mechusa Kippurim again means someone who completed his Tahara, but he still has to bring a carbon. The Mechusa Kippurim can enter the Ezes Noshim, he just cannot come into the Ezes Yisrael. The Chayavin Aleo Chatas, the Temeim, like a Zav or Ziva that by mistake entered into the Ezes Yisrael, would have to bring a carbon Chatas. This is already Machne Shechina. Here the Torah calls it Mikdash Hashem, and here if somebody would come in, being Tami B'mezid, one would be Chayav Karas. Therefore, B'shaigi, they would have to bring a Chatas. The Batanura points out there are some other Chumras as well with the Ezes Yisrael. For example, even someone that's Tahar, but if you want to come into the Ezes Yisrael, you have to tivel yourself first. That's Midrabanan. In the Ezes Yisrael, you're not allowed to sit down, unless you're a king from the dynasty of David. There's no such issue in the Ezras Noshim. You're also allowed to shecht Kaddishim Kalim and eat Kodshei Kaddishim in the Ezes Yisrael, but not in the Ezras Noshim. Okay, so I came up to Har Abayis, I came through the Chil, I came through the Ezras Noshim, through the Ezras Yisrael. Now I enter the Ezras Kehanim. That's where the Mizbeach is. Zakta Mishnah, Ezras HaKayhanim, Mekadesh HaSimen, has even more Kiddusha. Now here, between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kayhanim, there was no wall. There were only Simanim on the wall of the Azara, on the south and north side, to show you this is the boundary between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kayhanim. They were like parts of the wall that protruded. So you have to be very careful here. Ezras HaKayhanim, Mekadesh HaSimen, had more Kiddusha than the Ezes Yisrael, She'en Yisrael, a Yisrael who's not a Kayan, he cannot enter there. She'en Yisrael nechnasim l'sham, ela b'shas tzarcheihem, unless he has to for the Karbanis. And when would he have to? The Mishnah explains, l'smicha, he has to do the mitzvah smicha, to lean on the Karban. By most Karbanis Yachid, there are some exceptions, b'char ma'isem pesach hev no smicha, but by other Karbanis that a Yachid brings, you have to lean on it. You have to lean with your two hands on the head of the Karban. The Kayan can't do it for you, you can't appoint a Shliach. The one who's bringing the carbon has to do it. So he has to come in. L'shchita. The shchita of a carbon is kosher even by a non-Kayan. But he would have to come in to the Ezes Kehanim to do it. Ulitnufa. There are some karbanais where the Kayan puts his hand underneath the hand of the Bailam and you have to wave it together. Either the entire carbon or parts of the carbon, and that's done before their makabit on the Mizbeach. So even though there are ways around it. The Yisrael does not have to shecht. He could, but he doesn't have to. And if he does shecht, he could shecht it in the Ezes Yisrael. But for Shechita, he's allowed to come into the Ezes Kehanim. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, very Yisaidistic Mishnah. Okay, we're going to do an interesting thing now, how we're going to chaz over this Mishnah. I want you to imagine you're walking with a group of people. In this group, there's a Metzaida, who's not supposed to be between other people, but Lamaisa, he's there. There are people that have certain types of tumais, Azav, Aziva, Anida, Ayaldis, a woman that had a baby, but she didn't complete yet her process of Tahara. Let's see, who else is in the group? There's someone who's Tamei Meis. Let me see, there's an Evit Kechavim here. There's someone who's a Tful Yaim. He tabled himself, he's just waiting for the night to set, to complete his Tahara. Avi Yisraelim, Kehanim. We're all in this group. And we arrive at the walls of Yerushalayim. I'm in charge of telling the people until where they can go. I'm going to say to them, Mitzayr, I'm very sorry. You were supposed to be separate to start with. You have to be bodad yeshev mechutz lemachna. You for sure cannot step into Yerushalayim. It has the din of Machna Yisrael, and a Mitzayr has to stay outside of Machna Yisrael. He wasn't supposed to be part of the group to start with. He has to be alone. But right now, for sure, he can't come in over here. Okay, we continue. We're walking through Yerushalayim. We're in the Chaymas Yerushalayim. I'll point out people eating Kaddishim Kalim. They're Meiser Sheni. Then we come to the Har Abayis. Now I say, okay, excuse me, Zavim, Zavais, Nidais, and Yaldais, you cannot enter here. Everyone else is still coming up. We come to the top, we come to the Chel, the area that surrounds the Azara. I'm going to say, I'm sorry. I'm going to ask the Avid Kechavim. I'm also going to ask the person that's Tamei Meis, that came into contact with the Meis. You can't enter over here. We're going to come through the Chil, we're going to come to the Ezes Noshim. I'm going to say, excuse me, Tful Yayim. You can't come in here. No, but I already tovel myself. I know, but you have to wait for the night to fall. For your attire to be complete, sorry, you can't come in here. Can't come into the Ezra's Nashim, I'm sorry. Oh, no. Well, what's the matter? I don't have to bring a chatas. Who are you? Ay, this person says he's a Zav, and by mistake he entered into the Ezra's Nashim. No, you weren't allowed to, but you don't have to bring a karm chatas. Because had you done a bemezid, it would not be a chi of karis. You don't have to bring a karm chatas. Okay, let's continue on. Now we're coming to the Ezra's Yisrael. Mechutzakapurim, I'm sorry, you can't come in. What do you mean? I completed my taharich. I have to bring the karbanas. Sorry, you can't come in here. What happened? That Zav walked in over here by mistake? No, now you're chayav achatas. Okay, here we come to the Ezra's Kohanim. I'm sorry, Yisraelim, you can't come in. What, you have to smicha on a karban? You want to do shchita? Oh, you need a karban that has tenufa? Oh, you can. Other people can't. That basically wraps up our Mishnah.